the question we're answering tonight is, how do hustlers handle stress? Because it's there. We know everybody has it. So how do you handle it? Hey everybody, and welcome to Hustlin' in Heels podcast. I'm Stacy,
and I'm Kaylee,
and we are your host. And just like every week, thank you so much for spending your Wednesday or your Thursday or your Friday or whatever day with us. Thanks for having us in your car or in your house or in your headphones. We appreciate it.
Yes, there's so many podcasts have like the ultimate flexibility.
I love them. I was on a plane a couple times this week, went to San Francisco for a marketing conference, which was fantastic. And I got to listen to some of my favorite podcasts while I was on the plane, including Hustlin' in Heels podcast. It was pretty cool.
The number one.
It was pretty cool putting those headphones in and hearing our voices come out of there. So, yeah, it was great networking opportunity. Met a couple of pretty cool chicks out there who are going to be on future podcast.
Ooh.
Yep, girls who are working it out there in the marketing social media world. So looking forward to that. And really just a chance to pick up some tips, some ideas that would work not only for the institution I work for, but also maybe some ideas for this as well. Mm-hmm. So it was a good time. And then I was in San Francisco, so obviously I got to do some fun things. Now, Dad, at this point, I'm going to need you to turn the podcast off for the next 30 seconds. Because remember when you told me to stay in my hotel? Yeah. So my dad, I'm 36. He still gets nervous when I travel on my own. So I stayed in the hotel a lot at the time. But when you're in San Francisco, I mean, I had to take a trolley ride.
Yeah.
I had to go down to Fisherman's Wharf.
Well, I mean, that's the value of conferences.
Right.
It's more what happens when you leave the
session.
That's the value.
And it's not like I went by myself. I went with people who I just met 12 hours before. That's totally safe.
Totally.
So it was fine.
Well, they're fellow marketers.
Yeah,
so that
and vendors.
Automatically makes them trustworthy.
It was fantastic. Got to take a limo to see the Golden Gate Bridge,
which
was kind of cool.
That is cool.
Got to go to a speakeasy, which as a former history teacher, bucket list. That was great. And then, yeah, got a chance to talk with some other cool people. And that's always a good thing. It always refreshes you and rejuvenates you and gets those creative juices flowing. So it was a good trip. Missed my kids immensely, but it was nice to see their faces. Just flew in late last night. And boy, are my arms tired. I'm on glass number two, by the way. Anyways, what'd you do this week?
Nothing as fun as you. Nothing. What did I do this week? That's how this week has been. I can't even. What I have been doing is counting down until tonight. One, obviously we're here.
Right.
Two, it's my Friday. So I'm off work for a couple days.
Good for you.
Yeah. So I need some time.
Oh, well, it's good I get to see you tonight then.
Yeah.
I won't get to see you tomorrow.
All right. Monday.
Or Monday. All right.
Yep.
We should talk about what we're drinking because
it's
local and it's actually one of my favorite things ever to drink. I don't drink it often just because it's pretty sweet, but it's so good. So I don't know if you remember the Lemon Creek story, our very first podcast, flew down the highway, got there at like 5:03. They stayed open for me so we could get our very first bottle of champagne. I bought this the same time, so I've had it in my fridge, but it is Lemon Creek Winery, which is based out of Berrien Springs, and it's their Peach Spumante. And if you've never had it, you have to.
Yes, it's awesome. I was so excited to walk in and see that, actually.
So good. And what are we drinking it in?
The best part. We, ladies and gentlemen, have our very own Hustlin' in Heels stemless wine glasses.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, so that was something very exciting that happened yesterday is I came home. Granted, it was like 10 p.m. by the time that happened. to two beautiful packages sitting there waiting.
Not just our Hustlin' and Heels wine glasses with our beautiful logo on them, stemless ones, but what else?
Hustlin' and Heels business cards.
We needed those.
Yeah. We've been so many places where we've had to like scribble on a napkin or try and tell people how to find us. And I'm sure that they do. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty easy to find us. We're on social at HIH Pod and let's chat at HIHpod.com if you want to email us. But now we have these nice, we're paper people. So this is good.
They're so pretty.
It's a pearlized square business card, pink, black, and this nice, nice kind of sparkly white. Yeah.
Mm. They are a thing of beauty, and it's going to be nice to pass those out. When I was at the conference, I didn't have those business cards, so I literally made people get their phone out and subscribe.
Yeah, which actually, you know, that's not a bad plan B either.
Right. right. So we've got some new fans out in out in the California area, so that will
be nice.
Fantastic.
Well, California, if you're listening right now, we appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. And, we had Michael and Christine and Christian, actually vendors from a booth out there. They started listening while they were out there. So, hey, to you three, and thanks for your support and thanks for listening, and we appreciate it. So it's just the two of us tonight. We've got a lot to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to talk about something that's probably near and dear to your heart because you're a hustler. And hustling does not come without some stress.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the question we're answering tonight is, how do hustlers handle stress? Because it's there. We know everybody has it. So how do you handle it? And I guess what we should do, starting off with that, is talk about, well, what stresses you out? So if I asked you that question, Kaylee, what stresses you out?
Dropping the ball.
Mm.
Easy to answer. I am a little bit of a perfectionist, and when I am just hustling, you know, you're running from one thing to another faster than you can even, you know, put a sentence together. That's when balls get dropped, and I hate that. So when I know that I'm just kind of barely, like, I'm surviving, I'm treading water, it's okay. I don't like that feeling, and then I get stressed, and that makes it worse.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like then that you need to stand up and be responsible for everybody, or you're thinking more dropping the ball, like you don't want to be the one dropping it?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel, I mean, whether it's a team or something I'm personally responsible for, it's like I just don't like to see things not go as well as I know they could. Mm-hmm. So even if it's not something technically within my control, I don't know. I just have this like this instinct to jump in and like, no, guys, we can rally. We can do this better.
Sure.
So
I think that's probably pretty typical of hustlers.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Keeping things moving forward. And I guess that's kind of one of the top things that stresses me out, too. Just not having control, I think, is a big stressor for me.
Totally.
You know, anyone, my friends, my family. Those of you who are listening, that is not a surprise to you. That is not a shock to you. I'm a bit of a control freak in pretty much every realm of my life. I have this problem where I think that I know the right way to do it many times. And if it's not being done the right way, it's hard for me to pull back. But that's something that I am working on, obviously. We're trying to, but not having control sometimes is a little bit.
And that's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, sorry, I will unload the dishwasher and reload it the way I know makes sense.
God, guys, why don't guys understand how to load the dishwasher? I swear to God, I'm going to teach my son how to load the dishwasher properly just for his future wife.
Please do. Please do.
It's awful. Like, there are obviously certain spots for certain items, like the plates, they don't fucking go on the top,
right?
Like, they don't, there's no way. No. There's like specific plate spots on the bottom, like, what?
I know. And if something says hand wash only, it means hand wash only.
It does. It sure does.
Oh my God, the amount of times that I have opened the dishwasher and seen an item that I know cannot go in the dishwasher in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, I'm boiling.
It's like laundry.
I'm like hot already.
It's also like laundry.
Oh,
like,
totally.
You don't just dump all of the shit from the basket in the laundry and put some soap in it and press go. Like,
yep. All right. So those are just some of the things that stress us out. But it's so funny because they seem trivial. But if I'm already stressed, yeah. Oh, man. That is like the last straw, and it's just like, ah.
Sure. And those are like just kind of everyday stressors. But obviously there are other times in your life when you're stressed out. I mean, if you have a family, you're stressed out. If you're married, you're stressed out. If you're not married, you're stressed out. If you're, you know, under deadline at work, if you're trying to find a job, you know, there's so many different parts of life that will stress you out. I mean, that's just life. That's what's going to happen. And if you want to be a hustler, and I'm sure there are those of you out there who are like, oh, I'm not really a hustler. Yes, you are. If you want to be a hustler, that means you got to crawl out from underneath that rock and you've got to handle your shit. And that's what hustlers do. They handle it. So tonight we're going to talk about how do we handle stress and how do we keep hustling and keep moving forward. And hopefully we'll provide you with some tips. And we'd love to hear your feedback, too. We tried something new tonight. Now, again, it's very new. We're almost to 500 likes on our Facebook page. We would love, if you haven't liked us, like we're like 4 away right now.
Yeah.
As of this recording, we got like 20 today, just this afternoon. Because, again, we're hustling, we're busy, so we're not pushing social as much as we probably should. So if you like our page, that would be great. But out on our page, we try to a Facebook Live. Now, this is a testament to how impatient both of us are. Because as soon as we started our Facebook Live, we assumed that all of you were going to be watching. Like, not realizing that you kind of have to wait a little bit and, like, allow people to join. So it's out there. The video's out there. And the sad thing is we hit like end and then people started commenting like, hey, where are you? Like, hey, girls. Like, and we had only recorded for a couple minutes. So obviously our impatience shone through tonight.
But it was fun.
Now we know.
Yeah. Now. So maybe this will be a thing. If people keep, we'll make it a thing. Right. It is a thing.
Right. And so why do we, so it's on Thursday night. So we think we're going to do a Facebook Live on Thursday night before we go on the air, just as like a, hey, how's it going? And why are we doing that?
Because we are such planners that we, so if you watched our Facebook Live, you're going to hear me say the exact same thing again. But, and we want to interact with you. We want to hear what you're thinking about what we're talking about and just connect with you. And like Stacey said, we're really impatient. So to wait until the thing we're going to record airs, like, oh,
it's hard.
It's so hard.
Like, we can't remember. No. What did we talk about 2 weeks ago?
So. I know. So we want to interact with you more in the moment. And if you are a, you know, if you like us on social, then you'll get a little bit of a sneak peek about what you will hear us talk about roughly 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
So it's like you're like an insight, like a VIP.
Like a VIP lounge. Mm-hmm. Like, we are pulling back the velvet rope, purple velvet rope. And letting you in. Mm-hmm. It's like that speakeasy we went to where you had to have like a special code word to
really?
Get in.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So jealous.
It was so cool.
That sounds so
and you
fun.
Couldn't even, so I took this awesome picture in there and put on my Instagram, but you could not use flash. Like, it was a like no flash zone, and it was super dark in there. And it was a very small place, and it was like a library with a bunch of like oak whiskey barrels as
That's
the tables.
Amazing.
It was so cool. And the bartender behind it, like, she looked like a flapper. There's only like 6 drinks that you could get. Mm. Like these fancy drinks where they would like make fire to make them.
What were you drinking? Because I saw the picture you posted.
It was so good. It was some kind of vodka. I'm a vodka girl. That's the only liquor I like. So, and it was all liquor there. So it was some kind of vodka drink with a cucumber.
Ooh.
And it was so delish.
I love cucumber in pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm. It did not disappoint. Yes.
Very nice.
It was super good. So
the other benefit of listening to us live would be if you comment. So remember, we're gonna do that before we actually record. So if you interact with us and share something, then we might talk about you.
Yeah. That would be
great. So then that's like super VIP.
That would be super VIP.
Yeah.
Yeah. So specifically, who has commented so far on our
and like, I wish that we would have still the moment that we realized someone actually was paying attention. It was kind of like Christmas. Like, we were both so excited. So you made our day.
So Stacy Glavin, thanks, girl. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Tara Carrie, thanks, girls. We appreciate your support. We're getting more likes on that Facebook. See? All we had to do was be patient. We're the worst. We are the absolute worst.
This is like a moral, a life lesson for us. That's what Facebook just did. They taught us a life lesson. Thanks, Mark.
All right. So,
anyway,
whatever stresses you out is going to be completely dependent upon your situation. So we don't want to spend a ton of time of like what stresses us out because it's going to be different for everybody. But just know that we all have stressors. Okay, get it. Now, what do we do about it?
Yes, because what's that quote? So life is 1% of what happens to you and 99% of how you react or something like that. Something like that. Sounds good. Know what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. So that's the 99%. That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So you want to start? We both kind of have our list of what we do.
And I think that we didn't really go over this too much.
No.
So I bet we have, I'm gonna venture to say there's some similarities.
Okay. You want to start?
Yeah. So my number one is actually to work out. Like is that on your list too?
I mean, it's only my number one, but yeah.
See? Ahead. Oh my gosh. That's why we're friends. I know, I realize that sounds super cliche, and some of you are probably rolling your eyes thinking like, yeah, whatever, like everyone says that, work out when you're stressed, it makes you feel better. No, for real, it does. Like it genuinely, for me, it's running, like that's my thing. There is nothing that clears my head more than a long, painful run.
And you don't listen to music.
I don't.
When you run, so that really clears your head.
Yeah, and I count. It's like the weird, yeah. So it's not even like I'm like my mind is wandering or anything. I'm counting. So I'm counting my breath. I'm counting my feet on the pavement.
Really?
I'm very aware of my surroundings. So I'm always looking for like cars that aren't paying attention. I love dogs, but some dogs are scary to runners.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for dogs. Like I'm very in the moment. And yeah. That's my thing. So
yeah, no, I get that. Exercise is definitely just because it makes the endorphins kick in, but it makes me feel like a badass.
Yeah. Oh, totally. I need to.
Like, so for example, this morning I've been at that conference on Sunday. I have not worked out. Before that we had a hockey tournament. I did not work out. I mean, it's just been one thing after another. Mm-hmm. And I came home feeling great, but kind of feeling like a slob and like feeling like, oh my God, I've been out of my world for like 5 days. And so this morning, the only thing that was going to make me feel better is get my ass up really early, get on that rowing machine, get some, you know, leg work done, like, and now I feel better.
And do you find that when you're kind of to that point that you like row harder, you lift heavier, you know, like you really, I don't know, you just push.
So much. It's like you want to get like the toxins out. Mm-hmm. And so you just push your body harder. So definitely exercise. Nothing better than exercise to clear the mind.
Yeah.
For sure.
You'll feel so good afterwards. Mm-hmm. It's worth taking. I mean, one of the things that does stress me out is like when I get super, super busy. Yeah. I'm like, ugh, too much. But taking the extra time to do something for yourself. So maybe, I mean, if it's working out, I think that's great. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a bubble bath. Or whatever, but taking that even 15, 20 minutes to yourself to recenter your mind. Mm-hmm. That would be my tip for everyone.
So is that your second one?
Well, no, actually.
Because I feel like that could be like a number two. So if we're talking about like mental relief, like taking time to center yourself, whatever it is. Like some people do yoga.
Yeah.
I wish I did yoga on a regular basis.
You know, I actually do. So I don't do yoga regularly because I like to sweat, you know? And but I mean, some yoga instructors are total badasses. So I respect that as an art, really. But yeah, whether it's yoga or like bar or, you know, walking your dog, whatever. Yeah.
Or having a glass of tea or a cup of tea. That's how we should say it. Taking a bath. I'm not a bath person. I hate baths, actually. I feel like I'm laying in my own filth.
I do like hot tubs.
Yeah.
Hot tubs are, I don't know why, they're like kind of like the same. Well, I guess there's like chlorine in hot tubs, which makes it feel cleaner to me.
Sure. So can I divulge my best friend's bath regime?
Yeah.
Regimen? She's going to kill me. I love you, Carrie. But she's a bath girl and she needs a bath a week. She needs to like de-stress. She needs to listen to Hustle and Heels podcast. Oh. Like she just need, and so if people interrupt her, like that's not a good thing. Mm-hmm. Like you got to give her bath time. Sure. And so I know that there are listeners out there who are like at least once a week they get in their bubble bath. Maybe they have some wine. Maybe mm-hmm. they have some coffee or some tea, and they just need to de-stress.
Yeah.
Put some lavender in there. I don't know what people do in baths. I don't
know. See, I do like the lavender, like Epsom salt. Mm-hmm. Because if you follow our first tip and get a good workout in, you might actually need an Epsom salt bath.
Never had one.
Oh, they're great. They do make your muscles feel really good.
Hmm.
But I'd be interested if Carrie uses like a bath bomb. Because those look really fun to me. Have you ever seen those? I've never used
one. Yeah, my girls use them.
I think they look awesome.
Yeah, they use the ones from Justice that make your bath like blue or purple or pink. Yeah, they like them. They like them lots.
But do they like stain? They don't stain?
No, they don't stain. Oh, okay. No, okay. Just like a light color. Mm. I don't know. Yeah, the bath bombs. So, all right. Well, that's number two. We're going to keep a running tally, and then we'll put it in the show notes, too. So if you're wondering how hustlers handle stress, this is how. All right. Number three.
So 1 foot in front of the other. Like, you just got to keep moving. And that has been the mantra of my week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you keep waking up in the morning. You get, just go through the motions, even if you feel like you're just going through the motions at first, because once you're in the motions, mm-hmm. it'll feel good. And you'll remember that you can do this. You are a badass and you can handle what the day throws at you. But if you don't get up and just start moving, well, you're not going to get very far.
Get up, get dressed, get going.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I have that on my list, but I phrase it a different way. I like how you say 1 foot in front of the other, like you get up, you get going. My mantra through life, and this has always been like my main, what I say to myself if I'm stressed, action cures anxiety.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's my saying. So every time, if you are anxious about something, I promise you the anxiety, the lead up is 100 times worse than just doing the damn thing. So action cures anxiety. If you're worried about something, I don't care if it's a dentist appointment. I don't care if it's mm-hmm. an interview. I don't care if it's a discussion, a difficult discussion you have to have with a friend or spouse or a boyfriend. Action cures anxiety. I promise you the anxiety and the stressing about it is going to be way worse than just doing it. So just go. As my dad says, who is also a listener of this podcast. Hi, Dad. As my dad says, this would be his version of it. Just go knock it out. Just go knock it out.
Absolutely.
Just go get it done.
Well, because you know how they always say things are worse at night?
Yep.
I think it's because at night, this is totally like, I don't know, my theory. But if someone has science to prove this, I'd love to hear it. But I mean, at night, we're sedentary, right? Like we're mm-hmm. just laying there in our own thoughts. And our mind can sometimes be our worst enemy. At least it is for me. So everything is worse at night. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's just because it's dark. I think it's because you are not taking action. You're sitting there stewing about mm-hmm. everything that is stressing you out. And then once you get up in the morning and you get a nice shower and you get a huge cup of coffee, you just keep rolling.
Right. Yep. Yep. It's that action that's always the key. So if you have something that you are stressing about doing, just go do it. Just mm-hmm. go knock it out. I promise you, you're going to be scared before. You're going to be sweating. You're going to be nervous. And then as soon as you do it, it's just like playing a game. I mean, those of you who are athletes, you get the butterflies before game time, right? Before the clock starts, you're nervous. And then as soon as the first ball gets hit to you or as soon as the whistle blows, then you're in it, man. You're in the game. So it's that same premise. Action cures anxiety. Go knock it out. Go get it done. So that's our number three.
All right. So my next two are kind of like the same, really, but just the light at the end of the tunnel. So remembering your why,
mm-hmm.
You, not every day is going to be roses. And I think it took me a long time to realize that like a bad day doesn't mean a bad life. And, remembering your why and your purpose gives meaning to your what. So you got to put in the grit and the work to get to whatever goal you're working towards. And if you just stay focused and you know, that light at the end of the tunnel, keep working towards it and keep moving, and things aren't that bad.
That's a good one. I don't have that on my list, but that is a definite. Remembering your why.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot. Because everybody has a why. And if you don't have one yet, you need to find it. Because if you're struggling with passion or if you're struggling with doing something, you got to find your why first, man.
Yep.
Like, what are you doing all this for? What's the purpose? Mm-hmm. If you don't have a purpose, how do you know where you're moving towards? So, I mean, that could be a whole another podcast.
Oh, totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's the number four. My number five, Tito's.
Oh, well, sure. Vodka, obviously. I would choose Patron,
okay,
but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah. I mean, it could be whatever you want it to be. It could be Chardonnay.
It could be Peach Spumante from Lemon Creek.
It could be Captain's. Another shout out to Carrie. Captain's in the bathtub.
Really?
No, she doesn't drink Captain's in the bathtub, but I'm saying like that would be funny.
That is the least classy drink, I think, in my opinion. So I'm just like picturing someone like with a Captain and Coke taking a bubble bath.
It has to be caffeine-free Coke though. She gets headaches if she has too much Coke. yeah,
you do you, Carrie.
That's right. Love you, girl. So yeah, and not to make light of it, but I mean we're adults. Yeah. Like there are sometimes like at the end of the day when yes, all of these things that we're talking about, they totally make sense, but you might just need some Tito's. Mm-hmm. Just one. I'm not saying Taiwan on for the night. I'm just saying
some balance.
I'm saying you are a grown ass woman and you can have a drink if you would like. And sometimes that helps. And then you get your ass up the next day and you get moving.
Yeah. So. And if you don't drink, or maybe you are a mama to be listening, something that I have recently discovered is kombucha. Have you ever tried kombucha?
Doesn't it have alcohol in it?
Well, not technically. Can pregnant people drink kombucha? Okay, so you know what? Mamas, I'm not, obviously. Don't drink kombucha if you're pregnant. But
I'm sorry, I'm supposed to go away from the microphone and laugh.
It doesn't have alcohol in it, does it?
I thought it did.
So I shouldn't drink it on my lunch break?
What? I mean, I honestly don't know. I thought it did.
All right, listeners, if you can unravel kombucha for us. Because
it sounds like it does.
No.
Oh.
It's like a healthy drink.
It is?
Yes.
It sounds like something I drink in college, like at a party, like jungle juice or something.
No, that's like jungle juice. No. This is like, I don't know exactly what's in kombucha, but so.
Oh, it's kombucha tea. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. You had me totally doubting myself for a second. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I drink this before work.
Oh, no. It's fine. Yeah, it's totally fine.
Yeah, it's so in, I'm really into for the most part like eating pretty clean and organically, and it's recommended to actually substitute cocktails if you just kind of want to you know, unravel a little bit and
all right
and enjoy a nice like something a little bit bubbly without you know. So
the number two Google result says 8 reasons to drink kombucha every day by a doctor.
All right,
legit,
totally legit. The internet doesn't lie.
Nope, sure doesn't. So right. Okay, fine. Kombucha for all you pregnant mamas.
Okay, but disclosure, check with your doctor first. Don't listen to us.
Ask Sarah one of our last episodes 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
By this time. So ask Sarah P. All right, so that's our number five. You got another one?
Well, like I said, they kind of combine, but prioritize.
That's a good one.
So what is... You know, and I think just doing some reflection, whether it's at the end of the day or the middle of the day or at that moment where you're just about to totally freak out, and why? Like, what's making you freak out, and does it align with your light at the end of the tunnel? And if it doesn't, you don't need it. You know, just totally reprioritizing. And, you know, we've been talking about this since day one. Like, say no so you can say hell yes. Like, what do you need to say no to remove a layer of stress from your life? And then focus on the things you actually want to focus on. That is like literally, I have pretty much said that to myself every single day this week. Like there's just some, like, why do I do this to myself? There are some things that I sign up for that I'm like,
yeah, that's what happens when you're a yes person.
I know. And I like, So I text my mom even earlier and I was like, I'm going to go on like a cleanse of like things, you know? And she's like, it sounds like you've reached your breaking point. And I'm like, not quite. I haven't quite gotten there. However, I'm recognizing that I'm close. So I need to start reprioritizing.
It's good that you're recognizing.
You know? Yeah, well.
Do you write down your priorities?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I do. I'm a paper person too. Like I like paper.
Yeah.
I'm a huge pen person. Like kind of crazy about
what's
my pens.
What's your favorite pens?
Oh, actually, this one right here. So yeah. I love the Bic Atlantis Exact.
I've never tried it.
Oh, my. Here. Write something with that.
See, but the problem is I'm a G207 fan. Like, I'll never. Okay. Oh, this is nice. This is nice. It's not jelly enough for me.
And that's interesting. I don't like gel pens. Mm. I am a ballpoint person all the way.
You're classic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a nice ballpoint pen. Like, there was no skip in it. No. But if I don't have G207s in my life, that's going to give me some stress.
Mm-hmm.
In all different
now,
colors.
You're writing with a blue pen today.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know how I feel about that.
I know. I'm supplementing because my original list was in black. So I'm like supplementing and crossing off in blue as to like draw my attention to what I've already talked about.
Sure. I do color code, but I need like bright colors to do that. Like, I really hate the standard blue ink.
Mm.
I don't know why. I'm a little OCD. Mm. I also recognize this. I really don't like the standard blue ink.
Mm. I don't mind.
Fun fact.
I feel like it's a little bit fun. It's like wearing jeans to work for me.
Oh. Interesting analogy.
Mm-hmm. Which we get to wear
every day. Yeah.
Because we work for a fun financial institution that allows us to do that.
Except today I wore jeans to a meeting this morning and it was offsite with other people and I was the only one wearing jeans.
That's all right. You got to tell them what we're about.
You're right.
Sorry. All right. So prioritize. That's good. And write it down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, get a journal. Write it down. Get some sticky notes. You know, Mike left us a little sticky note today.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate you, Mike. And not to be left out, we appreciate you, Bobby.
Well, we have a tip from Bob too, so
we do.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll include him. Here's my next one. You need a network of women.
Mm. Yes.
Huge. If I didn't have my group, my wolf pack, my network of women, I would be a. Should I say that F word again? I've been saying it a lot lately.
I don't think you've said it once today.
No.
Let it out.
I just censored myself right there. Gosh, I must be
That's
like.
That's because you've been at a marketing conference for a week.
I think it is. So if I didn't have my girls, I tell you, I don't know what I'd do.
Yeah.
So because I need them as a sounding board for my ideas. Some of them will say, yes, you should totally do it. Those are the same ones that buy me shots. And then other ones will, you know, say, well, think about this. Like, I need my practical ones. I need my go fucking do it ones. I need all of them. I need my supportive ones. I need, hey, do you need me to watch your kids while you go take on the world ones? You need all of those in your network. And if you don't have a network of women, that needs to be on the top of your list.
Yeah.
I know it's not easy to find friends. It's just not. If you let's say you move to a new place or you have kids, so it's, you know, you've been kind of stuck in the house for the last few years, reach out. I swear to you that women are nicer than we seem. And we will invite you, at least my group of friends, like we will invite you. In fact, this is one of my favorite stories. Over a year ago, my friend Tara put this message out on Facebook and it just said, hey, I want to go dancing tonight. There's this band playing. Anybody want to, any girls want to join me? And you would think that moms hadn't been invited out for the last 10 years because the results that we got on that one post. Girl, we loaded up my minivan at the time. This is when I had a minivan. I don't anymore. I'm way too cool for that. Just kidding. I'm not kidding. I don't have a minivan. But we loaded up my van and we headed out and we went dancing. And I hadn't stayed out past midnight in I don't know, a long time. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. The band had finished their second set. And we looked around and we were like, we just fucking stayed out all night. Like, we were in our 20s. And it was just such a release. Now, it took us a couple days to recuperate.
Right.
But that just kind of, that created this tribe of women who we work hard all day long, all week long. We have responsibilities, but we also can get together. So it's like our anniversary of that was over a year ago. But with everyone's schedules, we are actually having our second annual Big Mom's Night Out this Friday night. So we are all going dancing at Front Street Pizza. to our favorite place. We're going to see our favorite band, Blammo. I'll be arriving late because we have a hockey tournament that I'm helping with as well. But it's just like, if you need that, you need that network. And if you don't have one, put the call out there. Like, yeah, just put it out there. Hey, any moms want to hang out? I promise you there are 10 other moms who are wanting the same thing. Someone just needs to take the first step, because it's so important. You have to have each other. If, I mean, who else are you going to bitch about your husbands to?
I mean, really, like, we remind ourselves or each other that we're not insane.
Right. Right. And I mean that in a joking way.
Totally. Mm-hmm. You're totally joking.
No, but you, I mean, you need those women.
You do.
You need that sisterhood. And that's why, I mean, that's one of the reasons why we started this podcast. Like, we want to be that support for you, even if you live five states away and it's just socially, you know, social network support, or you just listen to us once a week. There are women out there who are looking for, some female companionship, emotional support, who, or maybe they just want to go dancing, because who doesn't love dancing?
Right.
Put it out there, man. Woman. Yep.
Well, and there's so many, like, that's, I think, the most awesome thing about social media to me. Like, even if you're not physically by someone, there are so many ways to connect with other women that even if it's just a, like, a truly like a chat room, I know that sounds like super old school, but like, you can find that companionship even in the digital space. So
yeah,
it's out there. You just have to find it.
Yep. You can comment on one of our posts.
Yeah.
Send us a message.
Mm-hmm.
Send us an email, whatever.
Yeah,
we'll be happy to respond. So you got another one? That was number 7.
Those are kind of my hot ones.
What else do you got? So that network of women, I think you can combine that with support from home.
Yeah.
Support from your family, support from your home network. Obviously, you need that whole it takes a village thing. Mm-hmm. That's not bullshit. Like,
no, we've talked about that before.
I mean, that's real. That's real. I was gone in San Francisco, you know, for 5 days, or felt like it was like 5 days around there. I'm back now. And were it not for my friends helping with children pick up and my grandma with having like sleepover camp all week long, you know, it's important to have that support. So that's definitely another one. All right, I got a couple more. These are a little less lofty and a little more gritty. And
I'm excited.
Okay. Here's my number 8. You need a good cry.
Oh yeah.
Followed by a good right hook.
Hmm.
That's what you need. All right. So you need to cry. You need to cry it out. Sometimes as women, like, that is our natural stress reliever. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. That's what you got to do. Like, get the mascara running down. Mm-hmm. Let it out. Just cry it out. Like, that is going to be this natural detox.
Mm-hmm.
But then you cannot lay crumpled up on the bathroom floor. You got to pick yourself up. And you got to go out and be a gladiator and get ready to fight again.
Yep.
So you need a good cry, but you got to follow that up with a good right hook, because you are nobody's bitch and you are nobody's, like, you're your own boss.
Yeah.
Release and then go back out ready to fight.
That's just like the whole bow and arrow concept. Like, you can't launch an arrow until you fall back.
Right.
So you have to have that moment of vulnerability to then like hit it hard.
Right. You got to be a fighter. If you're if you want to be a hustler, you got to be a fighter. I don't mean you literally have to go out and punch somebody in the face, even though you might want to do that.
But
that is not what I'm recommending. But I'm recommending you cry and then you get ready to fight again. You get into the ring again. You put on your gladiator suit again. Mm-hmm. You know, you be an Olivia Pope and you go handle it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how many times, like, I mean, we've all had those breakdowns. And then afterwards, you're like, that's so silly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just being so silly. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't even a big deal. I'm gonna go do the thing and it's going to be fine. But until you have that breakdown, like, it's a huge deal in your head, you know?
Yeah.
It is. It's like a cleanse.
It is a cleanse. And it's a release. And your body needs that. I mean, women cry. We do.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Maybe that's why This Is Us has done so well.
God.
And now Okay, I'm going to admit, I've never seen an episode.
What?
I know.
Oh my God, you have the next few days off. Can you please watch episodes 1 and 2 because it's the greatest show that's ever been on TV?
I think I might because I have a few TV shows to catch up on, actually.
You're going to cry your ass off the whole time, just to warn you. I'm not kidding. I cry an ugly cry every episode.
That's what I hear, and I just tell her.
I'm telling you. You know why it is? Somebody at the conference said this. We all need more Jack Pearson in our lives. And you'll understand that after you watch it, because we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. But I'm telling you.
I'll let you know.
The best TV show ever.
Ever?
Ever. No TV show.
That's a bold statement.
No TV show takes you to the emotional spot that This Is Us takes you to. No. I mean, I don't know. At least it's my favorite. Now, I mean, I have a lot of other contenders. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just because it's the immediacy of it right now.
Right.
And maybe it's because I love Jack Pearson and he's hot. But all those things combined, like, it's such a good show. It's one of those shows where you text your girlfriends and you're like, are you watching this? And you talk about it afterwards. So, yeah, it's good. So that's my number 8. My number 9, this is not going to shock you all. One of my stress relievers is the F word.
Oh,
I'm not sure if I need to continue to talk more about it. I think that's a well-known fact. It just is.
Understood.
Okay. That was number 9. Number 10, rounding out the top 10, I require a playlist for every mood.
Oh, interesting.
So music as a stress reliever. Yeah. I have a different playlist for if I'm feeling like day's going great, like I need to celebrate that, I got to put on my celebrate playlist with some upbeat music, maybe some music from the 60s, like Ain't No Mountain High Enough, like I'm just feeling it in the car, the sun is shining. But if we're talking about stress relief, there is nothing like my old school rap R&B playlist. Like, you just need a playlist for every mood. So listeners, if you are, here's my music recommendation, because I am the farthest thing away from a music aficionado. So this is all I've got. If you are feeling stressed, if you are feeling like you need to go out and take on the world and you just need a little bit of gangsta inside of you in order to be able to do that, here's what you need to do. You need to get on Spotify or Pandora or whatever you listen to, and you need to type in Ludacris, Get Back. I promise you, if you listen to that song, you'll be ready, gladiators. Like, you'll be ready to take on the world. You'll be ready to have that action that cures that anxiety, because it's going to make you feel like, you know what? Like, even if I'm having a bad day, like, y'all need to back up. Like, I'm ready to come out. Yeah. So that's my musical recommendation. That's my song. It can be your song, too. Maybe you have other songs, and we would love to hear what your songs are, actually.
I love rap and hip hop more when I'm in a good mood, though, or when I'm like, you know, just feeling hype, I suppose. When I need that extra like grit, I go to alternative or rock. Yeah. So Linkin Park.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
Like those.
I could see that.
They take me back. Like that is, so I love all music. And I love music. If I had to pick a favorite genre that I could only listen to one genre for the rest of my life, it would be the alternative and rock.
Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed that.
That's actually, so I've been to quite a few concerts over, you know, in my life, and all of them except for one have been rock concerts.
I would not have guessed that.
But you know what? The one that wasn't a rock concert was Ludacris.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
It was a great show. It was the one at Justin's.
I know.
South Bend.
I wanted to go to that one.
It was
so
really
bad.
Good.
I had a scheduling conflict. I couldn't go. Yeah. I was super sad about that one, actually. Luda, if you're listening, come on back, boy. Or just like send me a ticket to the next.
Yeah. Is he still on tour? Probably.
Probably not.
He should be.
I don't know.
I was like really impressed that he still got it. Like,
yeah,
live.
He still got it.
It was really good.
Yeah. So those are our tips. Should we do the bonus tip from Bobby?
Yes.
All right.
Bobby's tip just totally confirms that we're all on the same page. So his was just do it.
He was like, we were like, so he was in here earlier. You know, if you don't know, Bobby Ruff is our, what's his official title for us? I know Mike's the executive producer, right? Crickets.
Yeah. Right, so. I think so. Shane is our sound guy. Yes. Mike's the executive producer.
Bobby's the fucker in charge. Oh, of all yeah, you
that's
fuckers.
What he is.
he's the boss.
He's the
boss. Yeah. So he's the owner of MBI Studios, and he so graciously allows us to be in here every Thursday night to record our podcast. So he was in here when we started recording tonight, and we just threw the question out to him, like, hey, you're a hustler. How do you handle stress? And he says, you know what? I just follow what Nike says. I just do it. Mm-hmm. So that's what he does. He gets up, he does it. I mean, I think we've kind of talked about that, but so that is confirmed because he's like a super duper podcast hero and has like a billion gazillion followers on his podcast, Truth and Justice. So if you have not listened to Truth and Justice mm-hmm. yet, you should join the hundreds of thousands of fans who do listen to that and check it out because it's pretty badass.
Yeah. I mean, I love crime shows. And I know a lot of my girlfriends too. So ladies, if you're listening and you love Law & Order SVU or any of those shows, you should definitely tune in to Truth and Justice because it's like real.
Yep, absolutely. So you should definitely check it out. And mm-hmm. He's a cool guy. So, yeah. All right. So those are our tips for how hustlers can handle stress. We hope that those were beneficial for you. We have a new segment that we wanted to include. We've been getting a lot of feedback from mm-hmm. our listeners and we love that. So we want to celebrate that. We had a question from one of our listeners just pretty recently. Mm-hmm. So do you want to go ahead and...
Yeah. So first off, Tracy M. from Ann Arbor or near Ann Arbor, thank you so much for emailing us because we genuinely love to hear from listeners. And Tracy has a question. So she is a fellow Michigander. We love you. And she's wondering if you have any advice for finding a career job. So Tracy, you know, she's a working gal, and it sounds like she's had some side hustles that she started, but she's looking to launch something. So yeah. She wants some tips.
Yeah, she wants to know, like, all right, I've had some jobs, but how do I get into a career? Like, how do I take my training and actually get into a position that, mm-hmm. that's paying me well, that has some benefits where I can see some longevity and some potential? Yeah. So it's a good question. I mean, obviously, it's a good market right now if you're looking for work. Mm-hmm. Low unemployment. It's a lot better than it was when Kaylee graduated from college.
Yes, it is.
Back in the 2008s or whatever those are called around that time. So, I mean, that's in your favor, certainly. But an idea that I had for you is something that works for me because I'm working in a field right now that I actually have zero, how would I say this? In terms of training, like professional training, very, very little. So it's not like I went to school for what I'm doing right now. I guess that's the best way to say it. But what worked for me is just getting out there, getting mm-hmm. involved in different professional groups, networking. I can't say enough for good old fashioned networking, like getting in front of people, shaking their hands, and you better have a damn good handshake. I'll tell mm-hmm. you that. Like that is going to speak volumes. If you don't know if you have a good handshake, please go and shake five people's hands and ask them what they think. I'm not mm-hmm. kidding you. Like we took a class in high school. Mrs. Lovelady, I'm telling you, you taught me the best thing ever in my entire 4 years of high school, how to give a good handshake, because I can't tell you how many times in my life people have commented on the strength of my handshake.
You really do. And now that you just say that, like I was actually recalling the first time I met you and I think I literally walked away and was like, damn, like she has a really strong handshake.
You got to show them them that you're there for a purpose. Yeah. And that is a learned trait. I mean, you have to be conscious of now I've done it a billion times, but you have to be conscious of the fact that not only looking the person in the eye, but mm-hmm. you are confident and you're giving a good handshake, not too hard. You're not trying to break their fingers. But if you give them that lady handshake where they're like, the limp hand. I'm not hiring you. No. I'm just not doing it. I need to see that confidence. So, but that is all a part of the networking and getting in some, maybe join some young professional groups mm-hmm. or go to the Chamber of Commerce events. I mean, just get out there. But I know you had something else you were going to say about it.
Well, I think it's, and this is kind of something that I don't know if I'm practicing what I preach, but it's something that I believe. Don't overplan what you define as a career. So just because you went to school for something doesn't mean that's what you're destined to do for the rest of your life. So, you know, Tracy, I don't know what your passions are. Only you know that. But just because you're, I guess, just appreciate if you're having fun doing what you're doing, who cares if that's what you went to school for? If you know you want to do something else, who cares if you have educational training in that? So just kind of live in the moment, like plan ahead and have goals, but appreciate kind of where you're at the same time.
And the fact that your path is not always going to be a straight line.
Yeah. Because, I mean, what I'm doing right now, if you would have asked me 3 years ago, no, would not have said that. If you would have asked me when I graduated from college, absolutely not. I would never say that I'm where I'm at today.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely would not have said that I would be on a podcast.
No.
So, you know, take...
Be open.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I like that. Awesome. Well, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Just the two of us. We like it when it's just the two of us in here sometimes. It is kind of fun. So we love hearing from you. We would love for you to keep in touch with us. Send us your questions. We'd be happy to answer them on air. We think it's pretty cool that you all are reaching out and growing this tribe. If you could, please share us with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
We're growing in numbers. We want to grow even more, because if we grow even more, then we can touch more lives, touch more people, and grow our tribe.
Yep.
And we can all be there to support each other. So that's pretty important to us.
Yeah. And if you know someone that we just need to talk to, you know, a true hustler that just needs to be on Hustlin' and Heels, then send us that too. We've got some great recommendations already, and we're working on getting some things scheduled, but you know, there's every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of room.
We do. We do have a lot of room. So we love to hear from you, and we thank you for listening to us. You are pretty badass yourselves, and we know that this tribe that we're growing is full of hustlers.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for taking the time out of your day and for joining us, and we hope to be with you again next week.
See you later.
Bye, hustlers.
Hustlin' and Heels is an NBI Studios production. Your hosts are Stacy Carlin and Kaylee Gaines, and all views and opinions expressed on the shows are theirs and theirs alone. Your executive producer is Michael Bussing, and all music and artwork for the show was created by Shane Yoder with PutThemInASong.com. You can follow along with Stacy and Kaylee on all forms of social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at HIHpod. And you can also send the show an email to letschat@hihpod.com. Feel free to write into the ladies if you're hustling in heels, tennis shoes, work boots, slippers, socks, or barefoot. If you've got a question, comment, or to suggest a guest, or even if you'd like to be a part of the show. That's all we have today, so make sure you tune in next Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time for our next episode. But until then, keep on hustling, ladies.